The mother is the incarnation of the divine consciousness. But in every power of the divine consciousness is called in the Indian tradition the mother. And there are many manifestations or personalities of the mother in different planes of consciousness. At the highest, she is the divine consciousness, absolute. All that is here in the manifestation, in all dimensions of consciousness, that is the mother. Whatever we see, feel, whatever we can conceive of, whatever we cannot think of, all that is beyond, all that is here, everything is the mother. And yet, the divine takes a personal form and presents himself to each seeker in a different way. It depends on their education, tradition, culture. For instance, if the mother appeared to a Christian, the Christian will recognize her as the Virgin. If she appeared to a Mohammedan, let us say, then probably she will be recognized as the messenger of Islam. If she appeared to a Buddhist, then she may appear as the Buddha. And if she appeared to an Indian or to a disciple of Mother and Sri Aurobindo, then she would be recognized as the Mother. But it is always the Supreme Divine Consciousness, the executive power of the divine, that absolute consciousness, eternal, infinite, everywhere, in everything, and beyond all manifestation. So to say, that if all the earth and all the worlds, if everything in existence, in all dimensions, were to be abolished, still the divine consciousness will be there in its absolute fullness. And in that state we can say that the mother is one with the supreme consciousness, supreme existence, as if all the rays of the sun, all the sunlight has been absorbed in the sun. But when in manifestation, all the rays go out, all the light goes out. In a symbolical way, we can say, the light of the sun is the mother in action. But in a very simple way, we can say the mother is the one whom we know as the mother who incarnated in a human body to bring divine life on earth.